It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and isn't it weird the only continent without ants is Antarctica?
The irony.
Oh, man.
Wait
and
a minute.
The people who seem to care the least about your feelings are Karens.
Oh, never thought about that.
Wow. They only care about their own feelings. Wow.
It just proves words are weird.
This is wild, Jeff.
And now I'm going to say some weird words and then see if my co-hosts want to hear more words about the words that I said.
Okay.
So let's not say any more words. We're just going to get into your first headline.
Okay, thank you.
A champion has finally been crowned. And the challengers just shot him with a Nerf gun.
What?
Care or don't care?
Oh, I care.
Nerf guns are fun. Yeah, I care.
Well, about a month ago, we told you about this year's class for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. There was a bunch of contenders.
We announced the finalists, but now we officially have a champion. And first, I should tell you about the games and toys that did not make it. Settlers of Catan. Did not make it.
Too long, boring.
Pound. Ouch. Pound puppies. They were a no.
How dare they? I still have mine.
Aw,
bro. What about this one? All Nerf toys. Did not make it. That seems crazy.
How?
Exactly. And classics like the pinata and even bingo also got the boot. Rejected.
What?
How is bingo not up in
Who
there?
Is judging this?
So those did not make the cut. They're going to be thrown back into the mix maybe for next year.
Okay.
We'll see. But
all
now,
right.
The three that were chosen, I'm going to need a drum roll. Number one, Light Bright.
I did love the Light Bright when I was little. Do you know what that is, Alexis?
I maybe can visualize
you like, it.
It
was like a light box that you put pegs in.
That's fun.
It sounds thrilling, doesn't it?
Like Christmas lights that you plug in, but you have to work for them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like drawing, but extra slow.
Yeah.
Number two, Masters of the Universe, like He-Man, Skeletor.
That
franchise made it into the Toy Hall of Fame. And finally, the spinning top.
Seriously?
The top?
Yep, classic.
Wow.
Nerf guns?
I feel like even cavemen had a top, right? Like, that's pretty.
Those three are going to join the three winners from last year, which were American Girl Dolls, the board game Risk, and Sand.
Sand is
in there, and Nerf guns aren't.
You think the American Girl Doll inventor's like, wow, sand and what I did. Oh, right.
Let's go to your next headline. 30 years ago, it went missing.
Ooh.
But finally, the lost symbol of love was just rediscovered.
That's a
care or don't care?
Care.
Find us love.
A few months ago, a man named Steve Andrews discovered a gold wedding band in the English Channel.
Because
he was walking along the banks using a metal detector and just came across it. The ring had the year 1989 written on it with a woman's name. So he got online and started trying to track down the owner.
Oh, my God.
What a nice guy.
Wouldn't that be so cool? My dad threw his wedding ring into an airport bathroom on accident. When he was drying his hands, it slipped off.
And is that what he says? It was
went into the garbage. Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Well, 6 weeks later, miraculously, he found her.
Wow.
He sent her a message on Facebook saying, "You're not going to believe this, but I think I found your wedding ring, and I'm so excited to return it to you."
Whoa.
What a nice
pretty
dude.
Fast.
Yeah.
I would have sold it right away.
Her response, "No thanks. I never want to see that ring again."
Oh, it was a bad marriage.
Turns out she went through a really bad divorce with her ex, and she intentionally threw it into the ocean after they split.
It was on purpose.
She's like, it's haunting me.
So,
it was the worst call of her life.
And she said his Facebook message brought back all those horrible memories.
Poor thing.
She asked him to do one more thing. Go back down to the channel and throw the ring back into the ocean farther this time so no one will ever find it again.
Oh,
that is so funny.
I love it.
He was like, I thought I was doing a good thing here. But sadly, he agreed, went back, and tossed the ring into the icy water all over again.
That must be the weirdest feeling.
Dude, if it finds the way back to her again, it is a horror film.
Absolutely.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. A new study suggests you can buy happiness, but for how much?
Uh-oh.
Care or don't care?
I care. How much does happiness cost?
Okay, I care.
A new study suggests money can buy happiness, and it only costs $10,000.
Okay.
Which is roughly the cost of a used Chevrolet Spark.
Oh, Is that, wow. Wait, is that what happened? Is this all a Chevy ad? Is that
fun fact?
Yeah, Chevy's like, do you yeah. need a spark in your life? Literally.
Get your used Chevy spark today and find true happiness. Researchers gave 200 random people all across the globe a one-time payment of 10 grand.
Okay.
And they required them to spend it within 3 months.
Ooh, that's cool.
I could do that in a day. Yeah, come on.
And they recorded how the people felt on a monthly basis. Ooh. And found they reported being happier and more satisfied with their lives than any other group who didn't get the money.
Duh.
Yeah, because they're worried about their bills for a while.
You just got free 10 grand and you have 3 months to just chill with it.
That's
like,
rent and a vacation absolutely. And nice dinners.
New clothes.
Like, yeah.
Gas.
New clothes.
Yeah, that part might not seem surprising, but the good vibes continued months after the money had all been spent.
Oh, really?
And they even reported being happier than when the experiment first started.
Maybe because they could save money while they had the 10K, and then they had a little bit more cushion to live on.
It helps you relax.
Nobody
a
wants
little.
To save that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
But not everybody was affected. People with household incomes above $120,000 a year did not report improved happiness.
It's like I make that every month.
They didn't need it?
Probably because they already had the cash on hand to buy a used Chevy Spark.
Okay, it is a Spark.
And didn't need that extra 10 grand.
I like how it's not a regular Spark ad, it's a used Chevy Spark.
Has to be used.
Well, you can't get a new one for 10K.
That's true. That's true. I get it.
And people from low income countries like Brazil, Indonesia, and Kenya gained three times more happiness than people in Canada, the UK, and the US.
Absolutely.
They're like, I can feed myself and my whole family and my friends, and I can buy a house probably.
And a Chevy Spark.
All right. A bunch of Brazilians running around in Chevy Sparks.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care.
Spark me some joy, Jeff.
This makes me happy, Jeff.
What did the music artist say when she broke up with her boyfriend before kicking him out of a helicopter?
That's what? Wow. Oh my God.
What?
New single dropping soon.
Yeah, that was wordy.
Yeah. Wordy but worth it. That was Care or Don't Care, brought to you by Chevy Spark.
Oh,
used only. Your phone tap's coming up next.